Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Brent Reid, lovely to chat to you, my friend. What glorious sporting field are you treading as we speak?
I'm on the silky pastures of Curl Curl. Had an early morning game this morning with the young kids. Mm-hmm. Came from 2-0 down, drew 3 all. Gutsiest damn thing I've ever seen, Tone. Wow. And now the older boys are about to have a dip.
The glory of a draw.
Yeah. Well, the Barcelona, the Beaches, they don't lose too many. They're a bit downhearted to 2-0.
But they lost last week, so though, Reedy, didn't they?
Well, I did, but I wasn't there, to be fair, so...
Oh, okay.
I think that's someone else's fault.
Oh, they respond to the abuse you throw from the sidelines, do they?
Exactly, yeah. I held them down to training this week, made them just run laps. Sandhills are curly, made them run.
I love it. Say it again, nothing wrong with a draw when both sets of fans go home disappointed. It's just the best. Reedy, what is happening now with all these movements or alleged movements of players all over the shop? The big story had been that Kalyn Ponga was being thrown lots of cash money to head north to Brisbane. Happening. Talk me through it.
Well, I mean, I mentioned a couple of times this week on various shows, including ours on Thursday night, that Brisbane will keep an eye on Kalyn Ponga. Now, just to go back over it, Tony, he's got options for 23 and 24, which means he's effectively off contract in 18 months' time, which means he can go to market on November 1. Mm-hmm. And obviously by then we'll know whether there's another Brisbane team coming in the comp, and the Bronx have a bit more idea about how their salary cap's placed. And the Knights actually responded to that this week by putting Kalyn Ponga up, and Kalyn said, look, I love Newcastle, I want to win a competition here. I'm not sure where all this is coming from. Well, I'm telling you, it's coming from the Broncos, who have talked about him internally. And until the Knights getting locked away on November 1, the clock's ticking, because, look, I mean, obviously the new Brisbane franchise will be interested in Kalyn Ponga, the Broncos will be interested, but it goes beyond those two clubs. I think he's such a good player and such a high-profile figure that, you know, no matter how many times, you know, Kalyn speaks leading up to November 1, until he takes up the option and puts to bed the chance that he's on the open market on November 1, this is going to be a story. And, you know, it's got the potential to become a huge one, because Kalyn's spoken about the All Blacks in the past. You know, there's a World Cup in 2023. He's effectively off contract in 2023. So, you know, I think it's a story we're going to keep our eye on over the next 6 months. I think it's got the potential to really explode getting close to that November 1 cutoff.
Hey, Reedy, anyone that saw the debut last week of Reece Walsh for the Warriors would be asking the question of how the hell did the Broncos let that guy go? He's a ball-playing fullback. He's playing six this week. He seems like the ingredient that they need at the moment. Now, could they not go with the offer from the Warriors, or how did he slip between their fingers?
Well, you know, it's interesting, because I was talking to a recruitment guy at another club this week, and he said, look, he feels a bit of sympathy for the Broncos, because as a development club, they're constantly having to make decisions about who they keep and who they let go. And they've had that situation with Tommy Dearden, they had it with Sam Walker, and you know, they've had it with Reece Walsh as well, where they've had to make calls whether they want to match the offers offers on the table from other clubs. The issue with Reece Walsh was that the Warriors made him a really big offer. Yeah. And he's an 18-year-old kid. They knew he was a talented kid. But, you know, I think they decided at that point that their priority was more half. They needed to find a half rather than, you know, if they were going to throw $300,000 or $400,000 at Reece Walsh, it would have impacted their ability to chase a half. And we see now, you know, they're chasing every high-profile half in the game. I think my belief is that their priority is Mitchell Moses. Mm. I think they think if they can sign Mitchell, that's the guy they'll get. The issue is he's going to be harder to sign, I think, than Reynolds and Johnson. So that's why those guys are also well and truly on their radar. But I think they thought, basically they had to make a decision. And they had to make a decision whether they match the Warriors' cash for Reece Walsh. Yep. And they decided not to do that. Now, they might live to regret that. I mean, what we've seen, they probably will.
But does that mean that they, obviously another key position is fullback. Now, does that mean that they see Asako as a long-term option at fullback? I mean, he did some nice things at the back end of the game last night, but he's a ball runner, and there's certain parts to his game that probably need a fair bit of work. He could also go on the wing. Now, is he their long-term solution at the back? Because that's an investment they need to make as well.
Well, I think the jury's still out there. You know, I think if they get a decent half on, you know, maybe look at the hooking position, and you know, Jake Turpin's doing a pretty good job for them, but I think if they could get Brandon Smith, they'd certainly be interested in him. then maybe fullback's less of a priority. But, you know, as I said, you know, if Kalen gets to November 1, and there's a chance, there's an interest from him in potentially going back to Brisbane. And I'm told that Kalen, if he was to leave Newcastle, Brisbane is one of the places he would go. Now, that would be to the Broncos or the new franchise, because I'm told his family enjoys Brisbane. Now, you know, if Kalen Ponga was potentially available on November 1 to speak to, I'd be stunned if Brisbane don't talk to him. So I don't think the fullback position's bedded down for that club in any way.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can enjoy Brisbane too, but you can also leave after enjoying it. Now, what about... hello to our Brisbane listeners. Hello. What about expansion? It's a concept I'm personally embracing. I'm now wearing size 38 pants. So what's going on?
Well, it was a big meeting on Friday, actually. The NRL Commission had a meeting on Friday where they talked about expansion. Basically, what they did was they plotted how this will unfold, how the next month or month and a half will unfold, and they laid down the criteria, how the three bidding parties will be judged. Basically, I can tell you that criteria is junior numbers, participation, facilities, finances, the things we'd expect they would judge them on. Mm-hmm. And basically, that's what they did Friday. It's full steam ahead. They got an interim report, as I understand it, not the final one, interim report. But at the, you know, they're obviously wedded to expansion. It's a big couple of weeks because the expectations of Peter Vlandis and Andrew Abdo will go up to Magic Round for the week. They'll visit the current NRL clubs, but they'll also speak potentially to those three franchises bidding into the competition. And they've now got a framework for how that'll unfold and what those teams will have to do to convince the NRL that they're the franchise that should be chosen to become the 17th team.
All right. Oh. Okay. All right. The other names that have been thrown around in terms of movement: Moylan, Widdop, Gareth Widdop, and the Broncos.
Well, everyone's getting thrown at Brisbane at the moment. And, you know, I mean, obviously, I mentioned the three halves; they're desperate or keen to sign one of. But you know, there's alternative plans for them. That, you know, Matt Moylan and Gareth Widdop have been offered to them as well. Widdop's obviously in England at the moment. And potentially looking to come home at the end of the year. Well, it looks like he will. And Matty Moylan looks a bit like the odd man out at Penrith at the moment. Cronulla. So both those guys as well have been offered to the Broncos. Now, it'll all hinge on whether they land a big fish. That's their priority at the moment. But those guys potentially could come on the radar if that doesn't happen.
All right.
Reedy, there's a little bit of a rumour going around some of the media circles that says that apparently you're going around saying you're going to put the mic in Magic Round when we go to Brisbane in a couple of weeks. Is that true?
Oh, I better start doing some crunches and sit-ups. I'm like Tony, man. I'm into expansion.
Oh, expansion. It is the way forward,
hey,
people.
Don't worry, there was plenty of expansion about Mike too when he got going.
Don't compete on that level.
Reedy, thanks so much. See you very soon, buddy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.